Welcome back. Taco Tuesday, day 19 of the German Beer Advent Calendar 2023. All right. Well, this brings us a repeat beer from the last 2 years, actually. So this is going to be a quick episode. This one is called Alpenstoff, and it is from Private Alpen Brewery Burger Brau, and they are out of Reichenhall, Germany. This is a 5.6% ABV, and it is categorized as an export lager. Unfiltered. Yeah, unfiltered. I would say it's unfiltered, but it has some kind of haze hanging out. It could be a hop haze. Maybe they do a unique hop regimen on this, because I can see my hand on the other side of the glass, but I can't see my monitor. I can't see what I traditionally would see if I'm looking straight through my glass. So I'm gonna say it is filtered, but has like some residual haze, and that could very well be from whatever hop regimen they decided to use. Maybe they're doing something different. I highly doubt it. But the color is amberish, like a light amber. Actually, it almost looks like a pumpkin beer. If you can picture your traditional amber ale color of a pumpkin ale, that's what this looks like. It's not an ale, though. This is a lager. It's an export lager. The head is nice and white to a little off-white. Not quite like French vanilla white, but not quite like white chalk white, so it's like right in the middle of that. It kind of sticks around. The glass isn't really appropriate for keeping the head, but it is sticking to the side of the glass, so that's a good sign of a clean glass. But also too, the head retention hung around for a little bit. What is left, though, is a very tiny like sliver of head, maybe an eighth of an inch at most. And on the aroma, it is definitely more malt forward on the aroma, not necessarily sweet malt, but just, you know, it's there for sure. Kind of like toasted bread, actually. It's quite nice, actually really, really nice. Considering this is part of the same advent calendar where the Helleses did not hold up well, this is holding up quite well. This also has expiration date of 2503. The aroma's held up pretty good. All right, let's see what it tastes like, shall we? Yeah, okay. It has a pretty good medium body feel and mouthfeel to it. Not as malty as the aroma leads you to believe. And then it finishes with this like burnt. No, burnt's too strong. It's still a bitter back end, but it isn't. I guess it could be from just whatever hops are left. I mean, if it's really an export lager, they had to have chosen a method to kind of preserve it a bit since it's exported out. Maybe that's what I'm getting. But it doesn't finish like the bitter finish isn't like IPA grapefruit bitter. It's just, or like a citrus bitter. It's literally like pith bitter. And it lingers. It's kind of off-putting. It doesn't make me want to take another drink. But I mean, of course I did, because, you know, for science and all. But yeah, I mean, it's not a great finish. Yeah, it doesn't, the aroma and the color and a little bit on the taste is lets you down in the end. It's kind of unfortunate, to be quite honest with you. This beer is everywhere in Germany, by the way. I had this in Germany when we lived there. I had it in the two advent calendars. It is everywhere. That's why I'm not really sure why it's categorized as an export, because this definitely is in the country. Other than they just sell their export beer within the country, but it also gets exported out. Or maybe when they define something as export, it actually doesn't get exported. They just make a beer like as if they would export it out, but they make it for the masses there in the homeland. So, yeah, considering it's a repeat beer, this is a bit of a letdown, but at least it didn't smell terrible right away. So that's a plus. So that's a win. If I were to, excuse me, I got that. Now I'm getting the hiccups. Perfect timing for the hiccups, right? Yeah, if I were to give this any form of actual rating, because we are, you know, because this one I've had it before, and I'm pretty sure I gave it the same rating last year. It's like, I'd say 2.5, 3 out of 5 at most. This calendar has not held up well for the majority of the beers. So I have like little hope anytime I get one, especially when I know it's a lighter bodied or a lighter in color beer. So yeah, I would say this was so close to being quite a good beer, and then that finish just isn't, it's not good. It's really not. This one would probably be better. I remember enjoying it in Germany. Like, I didn't buy it all the time, but I definitely did buy it. This is one of the ones you see all the time. So I eventually bought it, you know, over the course of 5 years, I definitely bought this at least once. And I did enjoy it. They were bottles then. The cans, I don't recall seeing this in cans. Well, that's kind of unfortunate. Anyways, let's end it there. I gotta go make dinner. Gotta go feed the kids. Thank you very much for tuning in. Hope y'all had a great Tuesday. And Wednesday becomes an easy day for everybody. Hump day. It's the Wednesday before Christmas. It's gonna be good stuff. Thank you again for all the likes and the support. I appreciate it. And we'll be back here tomorrow with day 20, the home stretch. And then probably on, I'll say this on the last episode, I'll probably figure out, I should have some kind of plan, because doing this again for every single day has been really fun. So I really want to get back to doing it almost on a bi-weekly basis. So I'll have the details on that on the last episode on the 24th. Until then, y'all take care of yourselves. Cheers, prost, and thanks again.